Killeen Central Texas College PBS station KNCT is set to go off the air on the heels of an auctioning of the broadcast spectrum. KNCT would have to do what is called repacking. Max, can you tell us about this repacking?
To make a long story short, this has been a number of years. The auction finally concluded. This is where TV stations, particularly UHF stations, would agree to participate to sell their license or move channel share with another station or move to the VHF band. And we went through several rounds, and as the dollars were reached that the FCC had set its target or Congress had set its target, the auction concluded. We were not one of the stations that was selected to purchase, basically. And so we have to move from Channel 46 to Channel 17. Now, the cost is involved that we that requires a new transmitter. It requires a new antenna. It requires new transmission line. And in our particular case, our tower, which was built in the 1970s, would not support the additional weight of a Channel 17 antenna, so we were forced to build a new tower. The overall cost for us was about $4.5 million, over $4 million, which was set for reimbursement from the FCC. However, the FCC, whenever this process started several years ago, was a little bit under budget, and so no concrete funds for for 100% for reimbursement, have been set. If Congress does not pass additional funds, then the college would obviously have to bear whatever deficit there might be in federal funds.
I noticed that Congress never fully reimbursed that 100% of the cost of moving the transmitter and all that. If they only covered the 60, that left about 40% of that $4.4 million.
Right, about 40%, if you do the math, Will, 40% of $4.4 million, that's a pretty good chunk of change.
Yeah.
And then the overall, operation of the station, deficit operation, the college. The college, it was a tough decision for the Board of Trustees. The station has been on the air since 1970, and we've been an active part of our communities, and also with the college. It didn't come lightly, but it also boils down to a mission essential operation, Central Texas College, community college. But things change over time, and new technologies evolve, and that type of thing. We plan on keeping a presence on web. We're going to keep our instructional department. We're still going to be offering our associate's degrees in radio, television, broadcasting. And what many folks, and I don't know if you'll let me say this or not, Will, but many folks love our radio station, KNCT-FM. And so KNCT-FM will remain on the air as well. This will only affect the TV station.
And I was going to say, too, KNCT does have a bit of an enterprising history in terms of, at one point you have taken on the Texas Music Cafe and other things. What are some other enterprising type credentials that KNCT has that'll make your, transition to web a success?
Well, we're going to obviously work to support the college in recruitment. You probably noticed 17 and 18-year-olds not sitting in front of the TV set. They have their device, they're online, and so we plan to support the college mission and then also with programming on the Central Texas College, website. It will be kind of a new venture in that. We will be using student support through the academic department where they can receive a learning experience in terms of producing videos for the web, so we're looking at that type of endeavor.
I've been talking with Max Rudolph, the general manager of KNCT. Max, thanks for joining us.
Take care, Will.